pre-fights or fights before the main event. Those other fights are on that card for a purpose. What? That's to get you geared up for the main event. So that when the main event comes, boy, you all stirred up. You ready, man, for the fight. You ready to see it, everything. All them other preliminary bouts got you, man, stirred up for it, brought you to that place. Same thing. All the preliminary messages, man, is to bring us to a place to, boy, when the main event comes, well, we excited. We geared up. We ready. We want it. We want to go after it because that's the main thing. That's what you really pay for. The main event. And watch this. After the preliminary bout, the first one, the people don't go home. After the second fight, the people still don't go home. If they got three fights on the card before the main event, after the third fight, the people still don't go home. But when the main event takes place and when that fight is over with, the people don't sit there and wait for nothing else. The people go on. It's over with. Same thing. Well, when this main event is preached in all the world, and man, our victory that we have in Jesus Christ is exercised in this earth, when we take our rightful place as not just Baptists and Methodists and non-denomination and Seventh-day, all the times that we come on, all the different religions, but take our place as sons and daughters of the Most High God. Kings and queens, rulers, who are all of us, all of us. Hey, listen, when my brother tell me, hey, listen, you're on the air, so we do a live broadcast. When he say you're on the air, I know exactly what Jesus meant when he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. I don't even take no thought of what I'm going to say or nothing. You know, and this just me. Anybody else, you can do it however God leads you to do it. But this is how I do it. I don't have no pre-planned messages. I don't have no messages that I study for, you know, during the week, you know, and put some points and everything together. That ain't my call. I ain't opposed to that. Man, that's good. That's everything else. That's how God do things also. He don't just have one way of doing things. But, boy, my way, man, like I told you, boy, for 40 years, I just, man, studied and meditated in the Word of God. I don't have no doctorate degree. There ain't no degree in God, man. The doctorate degree ain't nothing compared to the degree, man, that I have. What degree you have, man? I'm anointed of God. I was going to Bible college, and, man, you know, after a while, God told me to opt out of the credits. That ain't what this is about. You don't need no credits. Then he said, man, study to show yourself approved, not unto man, but approved unto God, a workman who need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So I went to school, but I wouldn't, for a little while now, I wouldn't have to. I just seen that. I got what I needed there, man. Then God said, now, study to show yourself approved unto me. You got the basics. You know how to do it. You know how to go after it. Now, I put you there for that season. Now, study, what? Now, so I just put the word of God on the inside of me. And when that brother tell me, hey, you on the air, and I come on and I start speaking, then, like I say, I know what Jesus meant when he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. I just open my mouth. I just yield myself, man, not to my ministry. I got a ministry, Arthur LaVell Ministry, Kingdom Life Fellowship, Outreach Ministry. This radio broadcast is a part of my everyday life and at our place of business where we may minister. That's all a part of it, but man, this ain't about that. No. This, like I say, I just put the word on the inside of me. And when I come up out here, man, I open my mouth, then the word just flow out of me. I don't know the Bible a lot, you know. I know it. I don't know. I say this sometimes, but I'm going to have to clarify this in later time. I don't know the Bible in chapter and verse. When I come on this broadcast, I don't come to you with the Bible in chapter and verse. In other words, I know it in chapter and verse. I can go to any place in here and find whatever I need to find in here because I've been in this word 30 years. I mean, 40, over 40 years. So I know how to go find anything in here I need to find. I mean, that much. But that, it is not in chapter and verse Because I discovered something. You know, I saw it in here in my studies in chapter and verse. As long as it was in the chapter and in the verse and in the Bible, then it was good, but it wasn't doing me no good. So I saw in a weird way, it said, hey, plant it into your heart. So I got it out of the chapter and the verse, and I put it on the inside of my spirit. How you did that, Art? I meditate in it day and night. I do what he says. I started to show myself approved unto God. Not unto man. Your opinion don't matter. It's the spirit of the Lord that's upon me. He anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. What poor? I ain't talking about poor in money. Listen, if you don't know that you're the son of the Most High God already, you poor in spirit, I told you. If you don't know that you're saved already, you poor in spirit. If you don't know that by the stripes of Jesus you already here, you poor in spirit. If you don't know that you can do all things through Christ Jesus, I mean, really can. I ain't talking about just know it, man, because you heard it. I'm talking about know that, possess that. You poor in spirit. If you can't see, man, that you are already saved, you blind to the truth. If you can't see that by his stripes you heal, you blind. If you can't see that God meant destiny for your life is eternal salvation in him, and it's going to be in your life here on earth just as it is in heaven, if you can't see that already, you're spiritually blind. But Jesus said, I come to preach the gospel to the poor, the recovering of sight to the blind. If you don't know that, man, all the sins that the devil have, that have kept us bound up, man, for centuries and centuries and centuries and centuries and centuries, if you don't know, man, that you are free and that there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk after the spirit but not after the natural man, if you don't know that you are free already, free from what? Free from anything that you bound up to. Anything that you bound up to, the trap already been sprung. Can you imagine this, man? You know, an animal, your animal get caught in a trap, and it been in a trap for, been in a trap, man, for thousands of years. And then somebody come along and open up the trap. I mean, he didn't try it all those thousands of years to get his foot out the trap and get himself and set himself free, but he couldn't. And then somebody, after a while, he give up. Then somebody come along and spring the trap and open up the trap, but he'd been so conditioned to being bound up to, you know, even take his foot out the trap. And all the time, the trap is sprung already. But he's still thinking he's bound up. He's still thinking, man, he in captivity, when all the time the trap is opened. All you got to do is take your feet out of there. You don't know that you're free? And that who the Son set free is free indeed? And if you don't know that freedom is not an occasion for you to do anything you want to do, but not an occasion to your natural man and to your what you want to do, so you can do anything you want to and think everything all right, that ain't what he's talking about in there. I too messed up with the grace of God, like God taking his grace for you. Man, that ain't what. If you don't know that you're free, free from what? All condemnation. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Why? Because the law of the spirit of life that's in Christ Jesus has set us free from the law of sin and death. But what the law could not do through the weakness of the natural man and everything, God sent his Son. Made in the likeness of sinful flesh, man, and that's what cross was. That set you free. What? From the slavery of sin itself. That kept you bound all these years, man, thinking you can't do this and can't do that, man, because I ain't got this together and I ain't got that together, and condemning one another. You ain't this and you ain't that, and you can't do this and you ain't going to do that. That's a lie from the pit of hell. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. There is no condemnation. You ain't perfect yet, but let me tell you something, boy. You, like I told you, you ever hear what I'm saying? Yeah, you're going to want to do what's yours. I mean, you're going to be walking out of the flesh. You're going to be walking out of the spirit. That don't mean that, man, you don't have no issues with the flesh, man, and everything else. But, man, you ain't walking out of there. You walking out of there. Into the marvelous light. And what we ought to be doing, man, is encouraging one another along the way. Why? Because, man, that's what he's meant when he said, I couldn't have set the captive free. To set at liberty all those who are bound. recovering of sight to the blind, and to proclaim to everybody that this is the year of Jubilee, payment of all debt that you have canceled. What debt you owe? The penalty for sin is death. What debt you owe? Death. What's death? What are you talking about? Eternally separated from God. That's a law. But that law came after man, the original law. That God, that's a law. God told Adam and Eve, if you eat off that tree, man, you're going to surely die. But he told them something before that. He gave them another law before that one. That one is a law of life. He said, let's make man in our image and our likeness, and let them have dominion over all the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, over all the earth, over all this, this earth. That's your territory. Let them have rulership, kingship, authority, dominion, power, control, influence over this whole earth. For what purpose, man? So that they can, man, influence it and make it on earth just like it is in heaven. Oh, Lord. I hear you, Holy Spirit. Let me stop and I want to read something to you. Like I told you, I don't know the Bible in chapter and verse. You know, I know it. All I know is what I learned. And what I've learned is not nearly all there is to know. All I know, I'll say it again, is what I've learned. And I've learned a lot in 40 years. But all that I've learned ain't near about all that I used to know. So I'm just a humble servant of the Lord. So if you need some, let me read you a passage of scripture. I pray this get past your intellect down into your spirit. I'm going to read to you Psalms 82. Listen to what it says. Psalms chapter 82. God stands in the congregation of the mighty. He judges among the gods. Verse 2. How long will you judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Verse 3. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither do they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundation of the earth are out of course. I have said, you are God, and all of you are the children of God. But you shall die like men and fall. But you shall die like men. And fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for you shall inherit all nations. You know what the passage of scripture there is saying? They're saying that, oh Lord. They're saying like the Lord Jesus Christ is standing in the temple of the congregation of God, to all of us, the church, and he's judging in this passage of scripture here, man. Not man, he judging man, the rulers of the people. See, the children of Israel were designed, man, to be representatives of God to the nations. They got beside themselves. They thought they was more than all the other nations, man, and condemned all the other nations. And see, they, no, they're supposed to be representative. They were supposed to go show all the other nations the love of God. So that all the other nations, man, would draw closer to their God, too. He isn't just the God of the Israelites. He want to bless every nation. That's the only reason why he blessed that nation. He want to bless every nation. He told them, man, standing, he's talking to the religious leaders. Say, how long will you judge unjustly? How long will you? He said this way in the passage of scripture: "Say you won't allow the people to enter into the kingdom. You won't enter into the kingdom, nor will you allow the people to enter into the kingdom." He was talking about the religious order of his day and time when they said, "Man, you know they didn't want to receive his message, didn't want the people following him, and they would hang up." And he was talking to those leaders: "Say, how long will you judge? And how long will you judge unwisely? How long will you judge unjustly? Except the person of the wicked." Defend the poor and fatherless. Deliver the poor and needy. Let me cut to the chase. My time is about up. He's saying here, how long will you leaders live and die like mere men and mere rulers? And how long will you judge unjustly? How long will you continue, man, to be lifted up in your pride and everything else, man? And, man, how long will my people, man, live and die right along with you like mere men and mere women? I know that you couldn't do it. I know that you couldn't fulfill it. Because all this here was just a type and shadow. But boy, I'm telling you, Lord and Savior Jesus Christ came and fulfilled that which the religious order of his day and time couldn't do. They couldn't deliver us. They couldn't save us. But here he came and he fulfilled it. And he said this here. He said, now I'll put you back. I'm going to fulfill it so that what? You can get back on course towards your destination. What's your destination? To represent me to all the nations. To go and, man, be a great representation of me to the nation. Not like the religious order of things today, but as Jesus did. Well, he went not representing a denomination or a religion. He went representing, man, the Father of Heaven. He went representing the kingdom of God and the kingdom of Heaven. He came preaching, man, and proclaiming death and teaching all the functioning principles of death. Cleaned you up. And then, man, the angels with the flaming sword that kept you out of from the tree of life that was in the garden, sent them back up to heaven with the flaming sword, and then he replaced it with himself. What? The door. Who is he? He's the door. He's not it. He's the way to it. He's the door to it. We now be careful. We be proclaiming it, and, man, the people don't know nothing about what's behind the door. That's why, man, our message is not attracting, man, the lost, because they don't know what's behind the door. They know all about, man, the door and how far we are from that door when we look at our life and we look at the door's life and how we're supposed to be. And, man, no, yeah, you come into this kingdom a little bitty baby. He the door. He the door into the kingdom. What kingdom are what God doing? What he doing, man? He want to bless you, man, so we can be a blessing. He want to empower us so that we can go and empower others. He want to reveal into me, man, the kingdom ministry of God to our lives. I can go and share it to the world, to you, to let you know, like I told you last week on this broadcast, you're already saved. You're already healed. You're already delivered. You already provided for. What you got to do, you got to receive it. You got to grab a hold to it. You got to seize it. You got to place it in your possession. If it ministered to you, if it ministered to your spirit, then by the day that you hear the voice of the Lord, don't harden your heart. If it don't minister to your spirit, it ain't for you, maybe at this time, man. Put it on the back shelf or forget whatever. I'm just a messenger. Come to tell you that your Father loved you so much that you lost some things in Adam, and his son, he came and got it back for you through his son, Jesus Christ, and all those things have been restored back to you. I've just been telling you about the things. We ain't gotten to, man, what it really is. When you find out what really behind that door, again, I still just, man, getting you to the, I laid down a foundation. Now I'm getting you, man, not only to the door, but through the door. But I got to get you to the door. Now you already know about it. Now I'm bringing you to the door, or the Spirit of the Lord is bringing us to the door. So the perfect man, it's so that when you come to the door, then when you come to the door, you're going to find out what's all behind that door. Because when you come to the door, guess what? The door going to reveal to you everything that you have. Who is the door, Arthur? That's your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What's your assignment, Arthur, to help you develop your personal relationship with him? Because you go to the door for yourself. And you go to the door seeking the kingdom of God and asking him to reveal to you and show you, Lord, what's this kingdom about? Be like Nicodemus, good master. I hear what you're saying, but how you getting this kingdom? Tell me more about this kingdom. I'm going to get into this kingdom. I'm going to get into the ark like Noah did. I'm going to get back into the Garden of Eden. Like Adam and Eve were before they ate out the tree. I want to get into that secret place of the Most High God that David was talking about where I can say of the Lord, he's my refuge and my fortress and my God, and I can put all my trust in him. 1,000 can fall at my right hand, 10,000 at my left hand. Boy, my life is hid in him. And to get to me, you got to get through him. That's impossible. He gives his angels charge over us, and they keep us in all our ways. Hallelujah. How you get back in that place? If you tell me that place is available to us, how you get back in that place? By faith. How you get back into that place? By faith. Faith in what, man? Faith in the Word of God. Listen, if the church would have been preaching this man for the last 2,000 years, you know how faith would be developed to that place where we know who we are and what we can do and everything else. But no, we just been having the preliminaries, man. But it didn't lead up, to the main event, nah. You'd be surprised at a little bitty ministry just like this here all across the world, all across the race, man. God is raising up. And, man, proclaiming, boy, the kingdom message, man, to the ends of the earth. He's going to fulfill this word. And when this gospel of the kingdom is preached in all the world, not just with enticing words of man wisdom, but in demonstration and in power, then the end going to come. I couldn't tell you, man, come on, get back into the, come get into the ark. Because he ain't going to come. You talk, it's going to rain, baby. It ain't going to be water this time. It's going to be fire and brimstone. I'm telling you, come home, man. And not the ark that Noah built. Not the ark that God built for you. He built the ark for you before the foundation of the world. So that when the storms of life come and the rain come, you can come on get into that ark. He planted that garden in Eden and placed you in it. He providing that secret place of the Most High God. That's what he's doing. That's what he's doing for you. And he's telling you, man, come on, be a part of it. What is it going to cost me? I do nothing. Do I have to quit doing this and quit doing that? No, you all you can do is come. And if you come and get into it, boy, you automatically quit doing this and quit doing that. You start practicing righteousness. Your focus won't be on what you doing that ain't right. Your focus will be on, man, what I do, man, that is right. And the more you do what's right, the less you'll do what's wrong. We trying to do less wrong so that we become more right. That's backwards. The more righteous you realize that you already are, the less you are sinning. The Bible says, awake to righteousness. That means you sleep to it. You don't know about it. You trying to get right when you've been made right. You say, if you awake to the righteousness that you already are, that's why you say, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. His way of putting you in right standing with him and all these other things will be added unto you. Hey, listen, my time is up. I need to make an announcement, a couple of announcements, you know. For those of you in the Bunky area here in Louisiana where we live at here, I want to make known to you that there, you know, and you're hearing this radio broadcast and you don't have a church home and you're looking for a church home. There are a couple of, that church has been a church in all towns, but here I just want to let you know there are two that I want to lift up to you, you know. That's Nikita and Wesley Smith Ministries over in the Lions Shopping Center in the Dr. LaPointe Shopping Center. For those of you in the Bunker area, you know, it won't be hard for you to find it, you know. And if those of you that's not in the Bunker area, you know, our phone number comes up on this broadcast, and you can contact us if you ever want any information. But that's an excellent ministry over there. That's proclaiming the kingdom of God message to the world. That will help you establish your personal relationship with God, you know. And again, that's Lakeitha Smith Ministry. That's Lakeitha and Wesley Smith. Those of you in the Bunker area, visit them and support that ministry and help them to grow and accomplish what God has placed them in that community for. It's to help you. Their message is a part of the main event. I guarantee you, and it'll bless your life. Another one over there is Pastor Kendrick Johnson and his wife, Kalisha. They over there, too. They are in the annex building in Bunker across from AutoZone over there on Bunker on Main Street. And I think that's Church Street. No, not Church Street. That's Oak Street. Yeah, that they own. Over by, well, you are in the Bunker area, you know, over by across from, they meet every Sunday across from AutoZone right there in Bunker, you know. And those are two excellent ministries that if you want to get under the ministry of a word and want to be not just hyped up by a word, but edified and built up by the word, And I would encourage you to visit those ministries. I guarantee you they'll be a tremendous blessing to your life. And there's another ministry that I'd like to introduce you all to. And that ministry is a ministry that's from the Houston, Texas area, you know. And that's my sister, you know, my big sister, you know, in ministry from Houston, Texas, Pastor Liddy Owens Ministry over in the Houston, Texas area. And that ministry is the Going High Ministry, you know. And if you could look that ministry up on his Facebook page, you know, Going High Ministries, you know, you can and hear a powerful word. In fact, she and I have been fellowshipping over the last few weeks, you know, and when she's been hearing about what we're doing down here and getting my has the same heart as ours, she want to come to our community and be a tremendous blessing to us. She's going to be coming here, you know, around the 24th of July next month, about 4 weeks from here. And they're going to bring their ministry. And they're going to bring, you know, their feeding program. They're going to bring food and everything. They're going to come in and pack our community and be a tremendous blessing to our community. And we're going to be letting you know about that each week until they get here, you know, to encourage you to come out and get blessed by the ministry of God's word through that ministry. And I guarantee you, it's going to be a tremendous blessing to your lives and to this community. And I'm excited about it. I'm looking forward to it, you know, that God is sending people in our community, man, and to our sisters, man, to just impact our community and help us and give us a boost that we need, you know, in order to get to the destination that we need to get to. So I thank God for the heart of my sister that will take out of her schedule, out of her ministry that she have here, to come down here to our little ministry, just like Jesus did. And, man, be a blessing to us. So, hey, they're going to be coming here again on the 24th of July of next month, you know, to be a tremendous blessing to our lives. So, hey, you look forward to that, and you stay tuned in to that. In fact, we hope to bring her on this radio broadcast starting next month so that she can share with y'all, too, you know, the word of God and what God has put in her heart and how she wants to help us impact our community and be a blessing to it. Hey, you know, that, and I thank God for that. Hey, listen, I love all of you. My time is about up here, you know, and I just want you to know this last thing as we prepare, you know, to pray a prayer. Listen, you haven't heard anything yet. All we are in is just the beginning stage. God has great things in store for you. Blind eyes going to be open. Deaf ears going to be unstopped. The lame going to walk. Even the dead going to be raised to life again through this ministry. You don't have to necessarily be physically dead, but a lot of people who are dead in trespassing and sin, they're going to come to the knowledge of the truth, and they're going to be resurrected. They're going to be raised from the dead. Those who don't know what God is really doing and don't have the eyes of their understanding going to be enlightened. Those who minister, I promise you, it's going to be a tremendous blessing, not only in your life, but to your life and to your circle of influence. I tell you, this ain't what I'm doing. This ain't about what my ministry is doing. This is how much God loves you to come into your life and woo you unto him and say unto you, come, all of you, even you, whether you're on mountaintop or on a valley low, come you, even with heavy laden, come back and get, man, your rightful inheritance. Come get what belongs to you. Come get restored back to you. It's yours. It was yours before the foundation of the world. You lost it in Adam. And man, what is it, Arthur? All of the kingdom of heaven, all his attributes, everything that it consists of, everything about it, you know, he's saying to you, come get it. It's yours. And all you got to do is say yes and come. And when you come, you'll be like a little bitty baby and you start growing up. That's the purpose for this ministry, to birth you into the kingdom and then build you up and strengthen you and teach you the functioning principles of it. We're just in the birthing stage now. You're going to learn a whole lot when it's come time for the birth of men and for you to start growing as a little bitty baby in the kingdom. Listen, I love you with the love of the Lord. My wife, Gail, and I, and my family, as always, boy, our desire to see you blessed of the Lord in all spiritual blessings. Again, we love you, and we thank God for you. Our phone number is 713-870-3776. If you'd like to contact us about anything, 713-870-3776.